I mean, I was curious to get to know you, Hare Krishna. So when this Yashoda Lal has arrived, good. The Madhava family. Vasudeva, we went dancing together. Hare Krishna. And Radhika is there, wonderful. And Chinmayi Raji, Nanda Bihari. Gaurangi is also here. How do you like this place, Gaurangi?
Three thumbs up.
Good. I may not know all of you, but I'm very grateful that you have come. Let me just... No, it's all right. Krishna. Hare Krishna. I lost my voice in Florida. That was the reason. There were butterflies and alligators. He saw them. I can tell you later about this. I'm very glad that you have followed my invitation, our invitation. I think you did not expect, like me, that we would be such an apartment of Lilya and Purusha Shukta. I was surprised myself. But I was no longer surprised when Divya explained to me that this is a facility which has been given to them by Krishna, because I believe they followed what is their dharma, that is to in some way bring the blessings of Krishna consciousness to people. And Divya had discovered that, at least for now, this some way translates into presenting healthy and delicious Ayurvedic preparations and telling also about the science of Ayurveda. But see, Divya has remembered that her end goal is not to teach Ayurveda. Do you know the name of her kitchen? Radha Rani's kitchen. Isn't it? That is Diva. Told us Radha Rani's kitchen. Wonderful. So, yes, because these two devotees kept on their path of presenting Krishna consciousness, and someday, then all of a sudden they find themselves in this apartment. And if you look at the place where they stay, it was like we are used a small room in an ashram. Yes, wonderful. Yes, something about this evening also. I felt when we have programs like we will have Ratha Yatra, a lecture here, a lecture there, all programs geared towards the public, we might not have sufficient time to interact with each other on a personal level. And therefore it was my desire to meet those who are close to me in some ways, and spend an evening with them. After all, we have only seen each other through these little windows in the Zoom conference, and that has not always satisfied the heart completely. So we thought, let us come together and let us spend time together as fellow travelers on the path to a goal that only the soul, compass of the soul can show the direction. I repeat, we have a goal, a spiritual goal, that can only be reached if we follow a very specific compass, the compass of the soul, which yearns for us for a direct and loving relationship with Krishna. So this, I thought, you know me, I sometimes take it in between dancing and smiling and something. I thought, obviously, what subject I could relate to you, which I could discuss to you, a subject for devotees, really, and devotees who are close to me. I decided on one subject, which I feel is worthwhile the effort to travel to New York. But after all of the effort, it takes a lot of air conditioner and a lot of Lakshmi, a lot of prasadam to take to bring a person to New York all the way from Europe. So he should have something worthwhile to say. I do hope I was choosing the right subject today. I'm very, very happy, really. I see also devotees of the first hour, Anuttama, that is the beginning of Krishna consciousness, and Rukmi is also, she's here. Thank you for coming. And Yerushalayim, we know him, isn't it? Mother twice, isn't it? Or just now coming? Just now coming. Yes. And Anna has come, Hare Krishna. And all. Fine. So I thought we make a little kirtan. And after the kirtan, I will speak. And in this way, we will. Just looking at Krishna is ready, and I should have gone, would you want to be, you somehow belong here to the kirtan. only for the kirtan, then I know we get older and we want to sit properly and all of that. Yes. Wow, a flower garden in New York. This flower garden is worth 20 flower gardens anywhere else, because this is New York. It's a denaturalized place. Hare Krishna. Let me just make a sound test, please. It's a little, it doesn't carry all the way, so. Shri Ram, not Shri Ram, Ram Govinda. Please come here only for the kirtan. But no, you need to sit close.
Freedom teeth, there.
I had some.
And engaged in this following kirtan in a way that is very suitable for our subject this evening. Kirtan means glorification. It comes from the Sanskrit syllable kirt, to glorify. So glorification, that is a wonderful thing. It has been done by people who go before their king and then sing hymns of the past dynasties, which would bring out all the great achievements of these lineages of king. Glorification is done in spiritual contexts as well. It means to just, Jiva Goswami says, to take a lens, the lens of our heart, and bring an object which we think is distant, but who is very close, just near to us. By the glorification of Krishna, Krishna, who sometimes seems to be far away from our life, is brought very close. And now he is there, and he wants to know what you will express to him. Srila Prabhupada said, the chanting is a prayer. Please engage me in your service. But this may not be directly on our mind at the moment. Prabhupada gave another translation. Please accept me. So this kirtan should be for us a means of connecting with Krishna and asking him, expressing something to him. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Sebastian one last time together.
Brother Ananta Govinda,
We had kirtans in a few yoga studios, amongst them the yoga studio of Eddie Stern, who has become a very near and dear friend. And once Eddie commented, "These are just the best, they have soul." He said this in some New York formulation, how to say it in the New York way, but they got the soul or something. And I agreed. So it is only appropriate when in New York to give the microphone to Achyuta Gopi. Achyuta Gopi, you may take your competency because you're no longer a little you are, but not a little girl. Hare Krishna. So, yes. I think I will be satisfied with... Let me just put this thing here. Is this good? Hare Krishna. In Europe, there is a young and upcoming presenter of the Bhagavata who is not only expert in the scriptures, but somehow very wise. And I remember he gave a lecture once. He is now taking sannyas in a few, I think in June, November?
June 26th.
June 26th. His name is Sutapa Prabhu, now, later will change. And he made a remark. I could not have said it better, therefore I will say it. He remarked that the devotees in our movement may not need any longer so much philosophy to convince them. What they need now is an experience of Krishna that will convince them more. And he spoke on this subject matter, and in this way I started to remember my very dear friend Bhurijan Prabhu, who started with me together the Govardhan retreats 20 years ago. And already 20 years ago, Bhurijan had remarked, "Sachinanda Maharaj, we need to try to give our devotees an experience of Krishna so that he won't remain a distant god for them, but some experience which they take with them into their life and which will make them very solid in Krishna consciousness." I remember one of my godbrother who told me a story of something that had happened in an Indian temple. A temple of our lineage, our sampradaya, our parampara. An old lady had come one day to the spiritual leader, sannyasi of that temple. She was clearly in the evening of her life. And she was a devotee of Ram, and in the temple there was a deity of Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman, like we also have in Mumbai and London and other temples. So she said to this sannyasi, also elderly man, "You know," he said, "I am coming here since I'm almost a child. And I know I've come every day to take darshan, But I must tell you, the process seemed to not work for me, because now in my old age, where I should think of Krishna, of Ram, he was a Ram Bhakta, I think of family affairs. I think of the children, of my children, and how they're doing in the university, and if they, and what will be their future, troubled times, and the price of flour has gone up, and how will they pay. My mind is totally absorbed in all these temporary things. I do not think of God. And I know that the final exam is coming, and whatever I think of at that time, that is what I will become. I think I will become an Indian housewife rolling chapatis life after life if this goes on. I don't feel anything for Ram. I feel, in fact, Ram is silent. He has not answered my prayers. So this godbrother, sorry, not godbrother, my godbrothers have spoken. This old elderly man said, I will answer your question tomorrow, but the whole temple shall be there, and all my disciples shall be there. The whole ashram shall be there. Even the sweeper of the floor shall be there. So it was arranged that he would give a class, an extracurricular class. It was around 10 o'clock as far as I remember, but I may be wrong in this detail. I only know it was extra, it was not the normal class. And he asked the lady to repeat her point so that everyone could hear. And she said, I have been coming here worshipping Ram, but I have no, absolutely no experience. I don't even know if he hears me, if he cares for me. I feel dry. So the devotee then answered. He answered very strongly, and I will try to put the strengths of his, what he said in the words. Those of you who like all these smiles and nice words, this is not the time for nice words now. It is a time for words that will stir us up. It's a time for words that may make us question. And these are the nicest words at this moment. He said, has anyone ever explained to you Sambandha? Has anyone ever explained to you that you have a relationship to Ram? Has anyone ever made you aware that you can approach Ram and that he will respond in kind to you? Have you really understood anything in all these years? That this is all about your relationship. I will now go from this Ram-related event to us here. What is your experience of Krishna? After all these long years, if you have to explain to someone who is new, how was Krishna to you? Did he answer? You have called him and you say this is an address. You say the address means you speak directly. What is your experience? Is it a close God for you or a distant God? How do you think of him during the day? Do you at all think of him during the day? Yes, I know these are shocking questions, Keshava. It is a right response.
all these kind of questions. You are listening very attentively. What else can we do? So, yes, this is the question. Relationship. I always try to say, because that this is not a method. The singing is not a group singing. It's not like there are some well-attended kirtan leaders who say, this is about finding your voice, and so on. It's about finding Krishna, really, and making a relationship with him. When a devotee understands this, I sing from my tongue to Krishna's ear. I sing from my heart to Krishna, and I have an urgent request to make. I'm, as Mahaprabhu said, I'm here in this foreign element, the ocean of birth and death. Ooh, this is serious, my dear devotees. Ocean of birth and death, and I'm sinking, I'm losing my strength, I'm overwhelmed. You could say in modern English, by the great wave called life, which can be quite overwhelming. I'm not in my comfortable position, please pick me up. And cry like this, like a helpless child. Then only the process of Krishna consciousness. You have started. Congratulations. This is a very important subject matter. I've made some notes because I don't want to get into what is called in American English ranting. You know. So I will. You know, going on and on and getting on everyone's nerve and all of that. No, I don't want to do this. It's too sacred, the subject. I would like to tell you a story about a great acharya, Vallabhacharya. He got in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu once visited him with Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. And they had also different perspectives. Yes, he's a great acharya, and he had once, he was not able to go to bed. He stayed up in the night, and he felt, I've been made a guru, a teacher, but how can I ever connect conditioned souls who have fallen away from Krishna, with Krishna? How is it possible? So he was very upset with this question. I've been given a task which I cannot fulfill. And it was towards the midnight when the Lord appeared to him in a stunning darshan. It's described just like a lightning appears in the night and lights up the night with its illumination. Lord Krishna was before him, dispelling all the darkness, surrounding darkness, in the darkness of doubt in his heart. And he said, listen, O Vallabha, you have to teach them something silly. That they, the conditioned souls, need to understand that they are my paths. They have unfortunately turned away from me, but I have not turned away from them. And they should only learn how within this conditional existence they do everything they do with their senses. By Krishna, you're sleeping. I can see it, you look very charismatic when you sleep. Should engage their senses, they should engage all the perceptions, they should engage their family, also their elephants, in old times. Their spouse, their children, they should all offer this in my service, and this will be sufficient. And an example was given. When ordinary water comes, it may be dirty, you're an angel with slow wings.
I'm a little joking. It's a New York audience. You have to make these kinds of jokes.
So they should, just like ordinary water, let us say village water, which comes from the open canalization and it flows into the Ganga. By contact with the Ganga, it will soon become pure water. Do you know, after about 15, I don't know how long, but 15, 20 meters, I guess, you can drink the water. It's no longer dirty, typhoid, and COVID-19 infected water. No, it's pure. You can drink it with gusto, with taste, because it has been purified by contact. So when ordinary activities, everything we do, not just ordinary, everything, puja is clear, kirtan is half clear, japa is not yet clear, is engaged in Krishna service directly, one becomes purified. Anuttama, please don't become angry. I'm speaking New York language. You have to be a little New York-like. So I will say sometimes tough thing. Hare Prasad has trained me, so I... So yes, there is a verse in the Bhagavatam. Kayena vacha manasendriyeva buddhyatmanasvanu smitir svabhava. I won't try the rest because it's Nirjala Ekadasi. Memory is not 100%. But it says, whatever someone offers to me, svabhava, according to their nature, how they are now, not how they will be, hopefully one day in the future, I accept it. What they offer with their body, their senses, active senses, perception, their perception, their words, thank you very much, what they offer with their words, whatever, the Lord goes through the wide spectrum of our human endowments, that means what we can do as human beings, what gifts we have. If they, one should offer this to me, saying, Narayanayeti samapayami, I give this to you, my Lord, that I accept. Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives one of his really amazing purpose to this. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wants to make sure that we have understood the word svabhava, what one offers according to his present nature. He wants to make sure that this is not a flyover our brain, but that it got stuck. So he says, an ordinary person gets up in the morning, he takes a shower, he does other hygienic activities, and then he goes takes breakfast and sits with his family member. A devotee does the same ordinary activities. Here he mentioned toothbrushing. Most of you have, hopefully, why should I say hopefully, have electric toothbrush. And you are before the mirror and you might think, I can't believe that I look so finished.
Whatever you do, you know, all these other hygienic activities, you might wash yourself and so on. I will not go into all the details which take place in that restroom. So that should be offered to me. Yes, I'm brushing my teeth for the Lord, that I can nicely accept prasadam, that I can speak nicely in a clean way the words of the Lord. And in this way, you connect also the seemingly ordinary activity with Krishna. In other words, you become, don't know if you have heard this word before, Krishna conscious. Or mindful, the consciousness is full with Krishna. Not in a theoretical way. It is you are doing what you do for Krishna. No? This is a very simple way from connecting with Krishna and remembering Krishna. From this, obviously, other things will happen, like remembering Krishna, being interested maybe what he does throughout the periods of the day, and may I dare to say, being interested in books like Krishna Book or Krishna Bhavanamrita or Leela Katha, and these things. No, my dear devotees, you have to start somewhere. And if you don't start at the level where you are, that is svabhava, with the nature which you have at the present moment, you will never go to what is not yet. You have to start with what is yet, what is now in your life. Then you can reach that which is not now, which is later. And you have to start there. This is the simple idea of Sambandha. I was so happy. We live in a little ashram, and there is this wonderful family lived under above us. They have gone now with their child to Mayapur because the child should get the education, Krishna conscious education. Now another devotees live above us in the same ashram. And yes, so one day the little child, a little blonde hair, blue-eyed German mandali, comes into our temple room. Her hands are full with queens of the valley. Lily of the valley. What's that? It's a particular flower which grows in May. Lily of the valley. Do you know? Ah. Lily of the valley. Lily of the valley. You want to hear the German word?
Yeah.
Mai Glöckchen. Glöckchen means small bells. Means the small bells of May, which announce the coming of the spring. They smell like that. They are heralds, they are messengers of the best time in the year. Krishna says, of all the seasons, I'm spring. And they smell like that. They smell like this. When you smell the lily of the valley, you know, this is the flower which should be offered to Krishna. So little mandali comes, her arms are full with lily of the valley. And I'm working there, I'm writing books, seriously books. She doesn't see there's a temple room, and then there is a door which you can open wide. Then it's a wonderful place for assemblies, you know. But I always close it when I work and write. So I look through the little crack in the door, and Mandali is there. It's totally serious, because she is doing the serious.
And she puts lilies of the valley, just on the altar, only for Krishna. And I'm there writing about Krishna. And I'm so dry, I have 50 books open to have some good idea next to me. And I see this little child has outdone me in her service to Krishna. How carefully she placed it, and there, and there. And, oh, no, this was not right, it should go there. And it's just for you, Radha Kanayala, that's the name of our deities. That was her mind. I decided to disappear from my writing table and sit in the corner of the room so that she wouldn't see me, that I looked through the crack of the door and could do her worship alone. It was her time with Krishna. She was in Sambandha. So simple, so profound, and so ecstatic at the same time. When have you gone the last time before your altar and have placed something before Krishna? Some of you will say, every day, Maharaj, we are doing Chalagam Shila Puja. Yes, good. But have you done it for Krishna, or was it done out of routine? Were you really thinking, what would be the best thing to offer for my Giriraj or whatever Shila you worship? My dear devotees, I want to make a point, obviously. I noticed that many of you do actually worship Krishna. I have to take this back. But I want to say this, when you chant, you connect with Krishna, you sing for Krishna, you do everything for Krishna. It's very simple, and Krishna will very quickly respond. When you look at the ancient descriptions of how to attain bhava, Krishna bhava, deep ecstatic absorption in Krishna, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, first you chant the first pair of the Hare Krishna mantra, and you think about your relationship with Krishna, then you chant the second pair, and after a few days you are a bhava. The path of bhakti, historically studied, everything went very quick. Yeah, if you are thinking of your relationship with Krishna, if you miss the point, and you develop doubts, and oops, what is that word which starts with A, which we don't even want to think about, aparadha, no? And so on. And then, oh, it can go very, very, very long. In Prabhupada's presentation of bhakti, it was not very complicated. And those of us, during that time which we were there, you know, it was everything for Krishna. Prabhupada's motto was, everything for Krishna, nothing for me. And you can read in the book, good book, there's a very good book. I'll build you a temple, the Juhu story. Most probably many of you have read the book. Prabhupada says, my motto, everything for Krishna, nothing for me. Of course, everything goes very quick when you are in this mood. It's not complicated, because Krishna wants you. There is one work, my dear devotees. It is very nice work. It's called Bhaktamala. Bhaktamala is a very interesting verse, book. It is endorsed by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It was one of the on the list of the books devotees need to read in order to get a title. I do not now know, was it Bhakti Bhai Bhava title or some title of which shows you have studied such and such scriptures. So this book was written to end the quarrel amongst different Vaishnavas, also Vaishnava lineage. And the way it was written, it wrote the experiences with Krishna, which all these devotees had, no matter what is their lineage. That was one of the purports why it was written. Quarreling amongst Vaishnavas is not good. It's not good in ISKCON, and it is not good with any Vaishnavas. And we hope that all Vaishnavas, it's not ISKCON's fault that there is quarrel, it's the fault of everyone who's immature in their spiritual life. We hope that these better days will come in the Vaishnava world where there is no quarrel in ISKCON, within an institution and with other institutions. So the book was written with this pious hope, with this, why do I say critical bias, with this noble hope. So there is one very nice story I need to tell you in this context about Mandu. Mandu was a boy from a Vrindavan village, and at an early age his father died, and soon after that his mother. Mandu was an orphan. And yes, there were some village people who tried to take care of him, but Mandu felt unwanted. It was a poor village, so he went to the town, Navadvip. And he asked, as sadhu, I have no food, I have no parents, I'm hopeless. The sadhu said, hopeless? No. Krishna is there. Krishna will take care of you if you surrender to him. So then little Mandu went through the towns of Navadvip and said, can anyone show me where is Krishna? I want to serve him. So imagine a little boy comes to you, even in our movement, and says, can you show me where is Krishna? I want to serve him. You would say it's not so simple. I'm trying this also since 30 years to find Krishna, you know. You don't say this to a little boy. So the people ignored him a little. And he asked, can you show me Krishna? Can you show me Krishna? But the people thought, Manduji, take chapati and don't ask this question. Finally, one took mercy, and he said, yes, Krishna is in Vrindavan. How do I get to Vrindavan? Oh, you little boy, it's a long way. You know, you didn't just go into a jet. India jet airplane or Indian Airlines or whatever. You had to walk months. So, but then as the little Mandu was just getting restless, one person said, okay, in 1 month a pilgrimage party starts from the marketplace and goes to Vrindavan. If you're lucky, they will take you along. Mandu waited and Mandu went with this pilgrimage party to Vrindavan. So in Vrindavan he continued his search. Where's Krishna? Where's Krishna? And one day a sadhu said, Mandu, it's not so simple. You need a guru. So they brought Mandu to this very nice ancient elderly couple. He was a guru and his wife was there. They had 7 cows. And the guru saw this Mandu has noble qualities, and she said, Mandu, you take care, you do go seva, that pleases Krishna, and you know, you mature in your life, and I do Bhagavatam reading every morning, you may join. So Mandu was joining the group, he was joining the reading, and Mandu then after breakfast went out all day to take care of the cows. And Guru Ma, the wife of the guru, gave him some prasadam. So one day, And Bandhu always had this question, only had this question, where is Krishna? So one day he comes to the Yamuna, it is already, the sun sets, and he sees a big dust cloud approaching. Seemed to be, and he hears the mooing of cows, and he felt, let me stay a little longer, that's a big cow herd, a cow group. So they come closer, and he hears some flute music. And for a little moment, he sees two boys dancing with the flute and other boys around. And then the whole scene disappears. Bandhu thought, I was very hungry, maybe due to hunger, I didn't see properly. Otherwise, why is it gone? And he comes next day, nothing. He comes the day after the next day. And again, this dust cloud comes, flute music. And this time he sees the two boys a little longer. And one of the boys waves Bandhu and said, do you have something to eat? I'm so hungry. Bandhu said, He looks in his tiffin, and there is a little part of a chapati. And he said, sorry, I ate everything except this little. Give it to me. And the boy takes it, and he turns around and says, tomorrow bring more. And the scene disappears again. Next day, Bandhu says to Guruma, Guruma, I'm growing. I need more to eat. Can you maybe make 5 chapatis? And more sabji. And he's a good boy. So the wife of his guru cooks and brings, and he puts it in the tiffin. And he eats only one chapati and a little sabji and bathes for the evening. And yes, again, what do we see first? Dust cloud. Then we hear flute. Hearing, and then we may see if the Lord is merciful. So this time the boy said, oh, you 4 chapatis. So I eat 2, and but the other, my brother, gives also 2. He gets also 2, and he eats sabji. So every day this repeats itself, and more and more they come, and he wants always more. He wants to give to his friends and so on. And Bandhu has to explain Guruma that he's really growing. Very hungry. So finally, the wife of the guru takes him aside. I fear that you are taken advantage of. I fear that you are lying to me. It's not for you. I fear there are some people who say, bring us food, and you do this. This is not good, Bandhu. They are not right. Bandhu starts to cry. They are so sweet. They said they are my friends. They are good boys. She's a Brijbasi. She knows that Krishna can appear in disguises and does so. Brijbasis, if you ask them, they will tell you many stories like that. Bandhu, are you telling the truth? Yes, they're ordinary boys. They joke always. And they said, tomorrow I should bring a full ox cart full. because tomorrow they said one girl, Radha, will cook for all of us. Randu, you wait. And she goes to her husband and tells him. Her husband says, Randu has this question, where is Krishna? He goes to Bandu and said, Bandu, can I come along with you and see the truth of your words? You are asking for a full ox cart full. I need to see if this is real. So Bandu agrees and they pack an ox cart and they go. The appointed hour comes, it's dusk, Goduli time. Krishna comes back at that time. It's a very important time for his devotees. They feel Krishna comes to them. He was out of Vrindavan, out of station the whole day. Now he comes back. And Bandhu sees, tells his Guru Maharaj, do you see on the other side the cloud, dust cloud? No, I don't see anything. Do you hear the flute sound? No. Bandhu cannot wait any longer. He runs through the Yamuna. He runs and his Guru Maharaj looks. He sees that he's truly ecstatic. Yes, this is how the scriptures describe all this. But I don't see anything. And then he sees the Bandhu is totally plays and jumps and dances to a music he can't hear. And he feels his Bandhu is experiencing something he is not experiencing. So he runs also through the Yamuna. He runs that because it is said when someone is close to Krishna, he is so attractive, you want to run to him. We actually, that is your experience when Prabhupada came. Oh, we all were all only Prabhupada, running to Prabhupada, forgetting everything, crying, blowing conchals in airports, running through all the restricted areas with mandangas and karatas. Who cares? Prabhupada is coming. That was our feeling. Transrational feelings we had. So he feels also very close. But as he reaches the other way, he runs to catch up with his Bandhu, but he doesn't see the stone and he gets with the foot on the stone and he falls over. At this moment, one of the boys does something. He's there and catches the old man, because he's very old, the guru. That is Krishna. When Krishna sees someone is close to his devotee, serves the devotee, he may take pity. And for just a moment, as he falls, the guru sees the boy who catches him, and soft, and so that he does not fall and break something, and so on. And then he loses the consciousness. It's too strong for him to see, to smell, and he, and Bandhu comes home that evening with the ox cart. There are no sabjis any longer on the ox cart, but Guru Maharaj is there saying, Krishna, Krishna, and brings his guru back to the ashram, and his wife takes care of him, and so on. Simple boy, Krishna consciousness, very simple. I want to read to you now something in the voice of Prabhupada. Krishna, you have this Krishna friend on the mobile telephone? Is there the mobile telephone? Good. Prabhupada, yes, he trained us in all aspects of Krishna conscious knowledge, but he did not forget this one, It is there. I don't want to say he only taught us this, but you will hear from a letter from Prabhupada about how he speaks to this. And when you listen to this, it will be very good. So what I will do is I will read this to you. I will see. Brought a little orchestra for you. Krishna is so kind that he is always with us as friend. If we learn to treat him with our friendly love and affection, the reciprocation is permanent. And that is the highest success of our human form of life. This was in C, now we will hear it in C sharp. Krishna is so kind that he is always with us as friend. If we can learn to treat him with our friendly love and affection, the reciprocation is permanent. And that is the highest success of our human form of life. I could also read it to you in D, but I think you get the point. Little humor, New York style. What is my point? The point is so simple that it might sometimes escape our attention. The point is, we are part of Krishna. Krishna consciousness is in us exactly like the spark of light is there in a jewel. Even if the jewel has fallen in the mud and the spark is not so visible, it is not created when you wash it. It is not given. The light is already there. This is Jiva Goswami's take on the question, where is bhakti? No? It is there within each one of us. And it is coming out by practicing devotional service. It is service that is done with devotional feelings to a personal Lord. And when you practice that, you will become very strong. I am able to do 10 push-ups, but when I started, it was only 1.5. Then I broke down. I have practiced this, and soon, maybe at the end of my New York stay, I will be with 12.5 push-ups. Practice is very important, and this is a devotional practice. Krishna is not distant. Krishna, as Jean-Paul Sartre would have it, Krishna is a close God. Yes, and he wants that you deal friendly love. You say, oh Krishna, today I'm waking up. I'm going to take a first-class shower, then I'm fresh for your seva, and then I'm chanting the name plus my memory of you. I'm doing what I do plus my memory of you. And as you add this, something that was lying dormant, that was sleeping in you, that it was neglected, that is a trillions of year old dilemma will start to lighten up and you will feel without anxiety in your
Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Is it so too simple? Should I give an analysis of Madhurya Kadambini? Get very technical? It is meant to be simple. And it is meant to be explored. It is really, that is the simple step. If you want to read the Shastric Pramana, Kayena Vacha Ram Govinda, please find Kayena Vacha Manasen Jayavai is in the 11th canto.
11-2-36.
What?
11-2-36.
11-2-36. Please make a note, there is a wonderful prophet which will further inspire you with very nice verses and even prayers. There's this famous prayers which show that you can do this as you are now. It is not for later, no? 11-2-36. Hare Krishna, I have come to my end for today, for this day. Oh yeah, oh no, I have not come to the end. This was only what I wanted to say. My dear devotees, this kept me alive during lockdown. Lockdown was not so easy because I'm a wandering monk, but I was locked down and it was unnatural for me to not travel. And I don't have the highest opinion of computers, but I did. Zoom, 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 zoom. YouTube, 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 YouTube. Wisdom video, wisdom video, wisdom video. This and that, Compassion Tuesday, and what else, you know. And I tried my best, but I need to see people. I'm a simple man. I grew up in a very small town. So yes, and kept me alive to do everything for Krishna. It kept me free from anxiety. At times, I went through a very rough life because I joined early, that was good, but I don't have the very stable body because my genetic material is from a prisoner of war, my father. And so he was not given good food and was freezing to death as a prisoner of the Russians, war prisoner. And he was, so I have something with cold and so on, it's very intolerable. And so on, I went to a few heavy surgeries. One was so heavy that the doctor said, medically you cannot survive this night, pray. That's the only thing which might work. And I learned in these difficult periods to turn to Krishna. I was no longer afraid. I didn't think it's sahajiya to do this. I didn't think it is philosophically not possible. I had no one else to turn to. So I prayed to Krishna. I will be going into anesthesia soon. It's the second anesthesia in 1 week. I can't tolerate so much poison. I only live herbs and all this. I don't believe in chemo, this and that. I give my life now in my hands, in your hands. It's no longer mine, it's yours. And I felt Krishna was reciprocating with this childlike devotion. I'm therefore very convinced of what I said. Yes, I wanted to bring to you a childlike proposition. Why not think in Sambandha? Why make life complicated? We human beings, with our complicated mind, are the most dangerous species on the planet Earth. I know two jokes, but maybe it's not time for jokes now. About us humans. We make life complicated even in a
pristine movement with our complicated minds, our FOMO, fear of missing out, our need for validation from outside and so on. We make things so complicated. This is a simple proposal, it is possible. So, yeah. Otherwise, how is Satchinanda Swami, you want to know, and we cannot speak all so long personally. I always say, I never thought it's possible, but I'm a content man. I'm happy. I thought it's not possible with this restless mind, day and day out. I'm very happy, also because Krishna might answer a prayer to come closer to serving him in Braj. Believe it or not, our Govardhan retreat center, we were building on this for for a few years, and some of you thought this will never happen. It happens on the 9th of October. It will be inaugurated this year. This year, we have 240 beds. 240. And it is meant as a service for the movement. And Bhujan Prabhu always says, that's my offering to Prabhupada. I will soon be gone. He's now 75 years. I'm also a little elderly now. But it is something for the posteriority of our movement later. Not also now, we feel devotees need this time with Krishna. And where is it better than in Giriraj Govardhan? We have rooms with attached bathing room, AC, super cool. Motivating speech, no? and direct access to Giriraj. This is the greatest treasure. There is now a very impenetrable fence there, but exactly when you go, you need to go 1.5 minutes from our place, there is a hole in the wall, and I will not tell you how it came there. And you can go directly to Giriraj. I didn't make it. But it was a Krishna miracle how that hole came. No, it's not anything illegal. We have the minister of PR here. It's not. We didn't do any indecent activity. No, we cannot do any brush and so on. It was done. You know, it was done in a tragic way. A Nila Gaul tried to jump over the fence, but it got stranded on the pikes and left its body. And the Brijvasis were so infuriated that this holy Nila Gaul, you know, they think this is a dear devotee of Krishna, was in this way dying, that they angrily broke a hole in the fence, and the government has not dared to close it and will not dare to close it, because these are Brijvasis from Chatipur. They can use their spade as a weapon. Yeah, the farmers there, the heavy ones, they used to fight in wars against the Muslims. So don't mess with the Jats, you know. So the hole is there, so that we can go directly to Giriraj. We didn't tell them. They did on their own. But because the circumstances are tragic, I didn't want to say it. But when I said it in a way where I could think, oh no, these Hare Krishnas, they did again something like this, then I needed to correct the statement so that I'm not quoted on the internet. So yeah, this is good news. Other good news are from Germany. We just did a very nice conference on, listen to this, transdisciplinarity. And I was invited with a very valued contribution on meditation. You know, it's interesting because it brings a point. You all know interdisciplinary science. It is, the scientists understand you can't explain reality only through the lens of mathematics, or only through the lens of psychology, or only through the lens of physics or quantum physics or so on. You have to look through different lenses on this world to understand it. Therefore, interdisciplinary science, they talk to each other, the different disciplines, but this is much more advanced. It's transdisciplinary. It asks, could there be an approach to understand reality that is far different than the science offers to us? And it's accepted. Our professor Crevoyer, you have heard this word, isn't it? It's well established. It's not some, you know, straight edge science or whatever, science on the edge. So it was arranged that we look into meditation as a way to understand reality, not through the mind any longer. So we, you know, on this conference we got a big ship, all the scientists were getting on the ship. We brought the ship in the midst of the lake. Then I brought my orchestra and I said, it's time to meditate. Yeah, great, they said. It had been announced, and then I did a very nice, how can I say anything is nice, but I do, but a very, let us say, systematic meditation. I have learned, tried to learn the steps, you know, how they're done. First relaxing or centering ourselves, going through the gate of the body, then bringing the mind, using the mind to go more inside, going through the gate of the mind, through the bridge of the breath, and then going deeper and deeper until you come to a state where this restless mind is no longer active, which is always active in the world, like the trunk of an elephant, which, have you seen when the elephant goes, grum, it grabs something here, grum, it grabs something there with its trunk. And in the same way, our mind, this subject, that subject, oh, my little child is needing me. That may have been thought of you, Vrindavan, and the mind grabs to subjects. No, that's the function of it. It's not bad, it's not good, it is meant like this. But you go deeper than this, and wow, my dear devotees, people are so ready. They are so willing, they're so grateful to engage in spiritual subjects. And in the end, we all chanted because we needed a monosyllable. We chanted the Ram from the Hare Krishna. You know, I like the mantras of Hare Ram, Ram. We chanted that. That is, you know, when you bring people out of a deep state of inner stillness, you can't immediately, you have to be compassionate to them, you can't overload them immediately. It's not a question of overload, it can't be too complex. So, yeah, and I think this meditation is very, very good. I did some nice programs which I felt genuinely enlivened with the Upbuild team. here in New York. The series was called On the Brink of Death, little dramatic New York style. And I hope, but my main hope is that maybe I will be more in, have more service in Vrindavan. It's clear for me that this 1 month which I go is just Naam Seva, but I, at this stage of my life, I don't just want to disappear from active preaching. I feel my debt to Prabhupada is there. So I want to engage actively in this movement. So therefore, preaching, but in a Vrindavan context and so on. Here are other good news. Are there? Yeah. Many good news, but let's not turn this into a news event. One thing, yes, we did this global puja for Ukraine, and some very interesting people jumped onto this. There was even Deepak Chopra and others from the world. Eddie was there with his whole yoga studio. We wanted to engage others than our devotees, because our devotees are already praying all over the world. That they are already activated. We wanted to create something new, so we started with our puja in Ahobilam at dusk time when Lord Nrisimhadev appears. Then we went to Singhashram, Germany, at dusk time when the Lord appeared. You know, he constantly appears, we hear. And then in America, New Vrindavan. And later I met devotees, these were devotees from Maripol. Have you heard about Maripol? Good. And, well, not good. It is level to the ground. And they had fled the town. And they were there to tell the story. They had been there on Global Puja Day. They had known about it. I don't know if they could see it, because this is really war zone in the center of it. I don't know, but they knew about it. They had prayed about it also. And the next day, miraculously, a corridor for escaping the town opened, and many people and them also could escape, and then it closed. So we like to think that Lord Nrisimhadev came there, all you war people go aside, and opened. Now my miracle should work, it will work now, let them all come to freedom and away from that terrible, terrible slaughter. Yeah, so many things, but I really don't want to talk about this and then we forget them, or then so much information is there. I rather keep it here. I would like you all to sit up now. Oh yeah. One moment, we are just finding. I thought we end this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gracious, so humble. Those of you who are eating.
We can also pack for you to take home for tomorrow. If you like.
Yeah. I think no one of us should leave without a package. But please don't feel encumbered. Some of us, it is all right to eat on Nirjala Ekadasi. This is an nothing, but some of us monks, they have to do another style. Good. So Hare Krishna, thank you all so very much. I hope we will see each other and Purusha Shukta, throughout the lecture I felt my bad conscience gnawing at me. I called you, I said something about tempo, I've learned from Hari Prasad, New York humor has to be said, otherwise you lose your audience, and it was, you have forgiven me. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for blessing our people.
It is really your kind mercy. With Purusha Shukta, we did the first Java retreats, in America, and he has then developed it into something wonderful, Bhagavad Life, where also many presenters presented, like Mahatma Prabhu and others, and somehow the two of you, I really noticed this is just a continuation of what you have always been talking in the days when we were talking, when we were regularly seeing each other because of the thing. My dear devotees, if you can find out that one thing which you want to do for Krishna, Krishna reciprocates. See, he doesn't always need to reciprocate with an apartment like this in don't, it's not a formula for this. He will give you what is good for you, you know. Let us not measure Krishna by a materialistic parameter. That would be rather immature. And so on, but here you can see they always wanted to present Krishna consciousness, and they felt it would be good to do that also to the influencers, right? If they get the idea, then they can spread it to so many, and then Krishna gave them this. And thank you for allowing thank you also for remaining so, you are really the same like I saw you in a devotional manner, not in spiritual maturity, but simple devotees who want, we want Krishna. Like this, you know, simple. Very, very nice example. Very, very happy to be here. And the chair is very warm. It's a very good chair. Good, so let us not delay. Please take Fasalam, or you might like to talk with each other. And with, I have come to see, you are Karim, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't recognize you, but in the middle of the talk, I thought, is this in Orlando?
Yeah.
We were introduced.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I want to just ask, is Anna still there? Anna?
She had to
leave. Sorry?
She
yeah, because she's we have to discuss some editing. Some new book is coming. Secret. Yeah, good. Good, fine then. So please just come. I have something to say to you. And I will see you also. Ram Hari is also here. I was overly tired that I called you by your old name. Please excuse me. Ram Hari, it's started here. Good. So please, let us follow Divya's very gracious movement of the hands. Whatever that means. Where do we go? There we go. Good. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Thank you.
Thank you.